Take your Bible and turn to Genesis chapter number 22. Genesis chapter number 22. We'll start in Genesis chapter 22. I found this and I thought I would read it to you. The four stages of a man's life. The first stage is when he's a kid. He believes in Santa Claus. Then there comes a point in his time in life when he don't believe in Santa Claus. Then there's a time and a place when he starts having children of his own and he is Santa Claus. And then at retirement, he looks like Santa Claus. And so those are the four stages. And you can look around and see who might match those. In Genesis chapter number 22, I'll read just a few verses, maybe the first eight verses, and keep your Bible handy. If you don't have one, maybe you're looking for a Bible. Usually there's some up under the seats there if you need to follow along. Genesis chapter number 22, and I want to read verse number 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering unto me of the mountains which I'll tell thee of. And Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. Let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray right now that you'd bless this time. Lord, the kid's done a wonderful job. Lord, I thank you for all these kids up here. Thank the Lord for those children. Thank the Lord for their parents. Thank you for bringing them here to the house of the Lord this morning. Lord, I pray, God, that you'd bless the remainder of this service and, God, that I can get this point across, Lord, in this Christmas season. Lord, I'll thank you now and praise you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, Amen. Most everybody has heard this story. Most everybody has heard the story of Abraham taking his son Isaac upon the mountain and worshiping. And this is what he said. Don't miss this. Abraham said, Son, we're going up to the mountain and we're going to worship. In other words, let me break her down for you. West Tennessee, Dyersburg, Tennessee. Hey, son, we're getting up early in the morning and we're going to church. We're going to church in the morning, son. And they get up in the morning. See, Abraham, God told Abraham, said, I want you to take your son Isaac, go up there and offer him for a burnt offering. Isaac didn't hear that part. They get up in the morning and they have the wood, they have a knife, they have everything they need to go to church. Amen. Stay with me. They have everything they need to go to church. They have a knife. They have the wood. They have a piano. They have the pulpit. They have speakers. They have microphones. They have chairs. They have everything they need to have church. And then all of a sudden, a light goes off in Isaac's head, and he looks at his father and said, We got everything we need to have church. But, Daddy, I've been to church with you before. And every time we go to church, we always have a lamb with us. Daddy, We can't go to church without the Lamb. We can't have church without the Lamb. I know, Daddy, we got a Bible. I know, Daddy, we got pews in our seats. Daddy, I know we got lights, we got a sound system. And I know we got all of this stuff. We got a Bible, and we got song books, and we got Mark to play, and we got Brother Eric to lead. We got everything, Daddy, everything we need to go worship in the morning. But what is the sense in going if we hadn't got a Lamb? Let me go on this side. We got everything we need to have church. We have a preacher. We have Sunday school teachers. We have song leaders. We have piano players running out of our ears. Listen, it ain't no sense, Daddy, in going to church if we don't have a Lamb. Listen, folks, can I say this here this morning? You're here this morning. I am so glad you are. I'm glad you chose to be at Holy Hills Baptist Church this morning. I'm glad you're here. I want you to be here. I want you to come. I want you to be here every service you can. If you don't go to another, or obligated, or a member of another church, we don't try to get members from other churches. We just, listen, we want you to come here. If you don't have a church, you're looking for a church, we want you to be here. But my friend, including me, including everybody in this room, we are wasting our time this morning if we don't have the Lamb. Amen. We're wasting our time. We're wasting our effort. Yes, we got a Bible. Yes, we got a song book. Yes, we got music. Yes, we got good children's program. But Isaac said, Daddy, what in the world are we going to church for if we hadn't got a Lamb? Where is the Lamb? Well, here in Genesis 22, we see a Lamb. A lamb that was promised. See, Isaac or Abraham answered the question. And he said, son, get this statement. And it has to be worded this way, like the Bible says it. God will provide. Next word is himself, a lamb. Do you know what Abraham told his son? Said, son, God's going to provide himself. Get that? In other words, Abraham said, God is going to come down here and be a sacrificial lamb for us. We don't have a lamb going to church this morning. Son, yesterday we had a lamb. I know last Sunday we brought a lamb. But this Sunday, God is going to provide himself. He's going to come himself and be a sacrifice, be a propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. There's no reason. Holy Hills Baptist Church, it's no reason for us to be here today if we don't have a Lamb. Without the Lamb, we're nothing. Without the Lamb, I cannot preach. Without the Lamb, there can be no songs. Without the Lamb, we're just going through the motions. Without the Lamb, we have to have Him, because Christmas is all about the Lamb. All through the Old Testament, God will provide himself a lamb. Everybody in the Old Testament, where's the lamb? Where's the lamb? Where's the lamb at? Where's the lamb? But in Galatians chapter 4 and verse number 4, it says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stay in your seat. Don't get excited. We're just telling you, you can't have church without the Lamb. It's all about him. You can't have Christmas without the Lamb. You can go shop. You can go do whatever you do. Shop till you drop. Whatever you want to do. Buy presents for people you don't even like. Spend money you don't even have. But I'm telling you this, it won't mean a thing. It won't mean nothing without the Lamb. Isaac looked at his daddy and said, I don't know why we're going to church this morning. I ain't got no reason. Why are we going to church? I see, Daddy, you got your Bible on your arm. I see we got a song book. I see we have everything we have. Why are we going without a lamb? You're here this morning. Why are you here? Are you here? Hey, because we see it. My Christmas tie? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Got a good deal on that. And some of you are looking going, yeah, you got too good of a deal. The reason that thing was half price is because it's ugly. But that right there is a tie. I'm telling you, that is a tie. Brother David, say amen again. Where you at? Hallelujah. Right there. We didn't come to look ties. We didn't come to look at dresses. We didn't come to look at hats. We didn't come. We come for one reason this morning on this Christmas Sunday, to have the Lamb. Amen. Genesis 22, the Lamb was promised. But I want you to take your Bible and look at Luke chapter 1 real quick. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. There's a Lamb being prepared. Genesis 22 is the Lamb promised. But lo and behold, in Luke chapter number 1, there's a lamb being prepared. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, I'm going to read. I hear pages turning, but I'm going to read till you get there. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel said unto God, was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw it, she was troubled at his sayings and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Here in Luke chapter number 1, in the womb of the Virgin Mary is a lamb being prepared, getting ready. God chose this lady, this Mary. We don't worship Mary, but Mary was highly favored with God. We don't worship Mary, we worship the Lamb. But thank the Lord for Mary, who was a pure source there as far as no relationship with a man. She was a virgin, and Jesus Christ was born. You say, how did the Lord get in there? Because the sweet Holy Spirit of God put that baby in there and overshadowed her, and she was the prepared vessel to bring the prepared Lamb to us. You see, Abraham said, God's going to come down to this earth. God himself is going to come down here and be a lamb. Genesis 22, all through the Old Testament, where's he at? Where's he at? And all of a sudden, this baby is now being prepared in the womb of Mary. But I want you to notice this. Look in Luke chapter number 2. Just turn the page. All you got to do is turn the page. In Luke chapter number 2, I see a lamb provided. Genesis 22, I see a lamb promised. Luke chapter 1, a lamb prepared. And now in Luke chapter number 2, I see a lamb provided. Well, look. Verse number 7. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In other words, the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them unto heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us go now, go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. You'll notice in verse number 20, the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. This is what I see, ladies and gentlemen. I see in Luke chapter number 2, I see a bunch of shepherds out there in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And all of a sudden, get this, don't miss it. It ain't 12 yet. You don't have to look. Hang on, it ain't 12 yet. It's preaching time right now. Hallelujah. But in Luke chapter number 2, I see them shepherds over there keeping a watch over flock by night. Josephus, the Jewish historian. There was a book that was written, Life and the Times of Jesus the Messiah. Don't miss it. Stay here. What I'm about to tell you is not in the Bible. But Josephus, in one of the books, he said this. I don't know if it's true or not, but it sure is going to make some good preaching. He said these shepherds out there in the middle of the night were temple shepherds. The temple hires shepherds. Because the temple, at Passover, they kill a lamb every year. And they kill these lambs every so often on special days for sacrifices. And those priests would check those lambs. Without a spot, without a blemish, okay, yeah, this one, okay. Now, that one's rejected, that's got a spot on him. Okay, oh, bring that one, that's a good one, that's a good one. They check them over. And these shepherds are tending to temple sheep who are one day going to be slain and killed. Now, get this. You say, well, that ain't the Bible. I know, but it sure is fixing to match up pretty good. I don't know if that's true or not, but when you preach, you can tell it like you won't tell it. These shepherds are tending sheep that didn't have a spot, a blemish. One that's ready to be sacrificed. And all of a sudden, the angel showed up and said, hey, shepherds, I know y'all are tending over sheep that's perfect. By man's eyes. But there's a babe being born right now in the city of David. He's a Savior, and his name is Christ the Lord. And you're going to find him wrapped in swaddling clothes. So shepherds, if you really want to see a perfect lamb, y'all not helping me this morning. If y'all don't liven up, I'm going to turn the air on as high as it'll go. Y'all get so warm and cozy and you sitting there like this. I'm going to turn the air on so you'll sit there like this and have to listen. They said, shepherds, I'm telling you, if you really want to see a genuine, perfect, without spot, without blemish lamb, you go right over there to the city of David. You're going to find a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And matter of fact, on the way, we're going to sing to you as you go, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. Amen. Have you ever wondered why the gospel? You know Mary was the first one to ever carry the gospel. Hallelujah. That just come to me. Thank you, Lord. Mary. The first one to ever carry the gospel. Now listen, I'm going to tell you. If I was God, I'm not. Y'all know that. If you don't believe that, ask my mama. I guarantee she'd tell you. No, that boy ain't even close. But if I was, I would have went to some high up and announced that I was coming. I'd went to the high ups. You know, the upper crust. Amen. Upper crust is all the little crumbs held together with their own dough. Yeah. I'd have went to somebody with some importance. I'd have went to the king. I'd have went to somebody high up. But Jesus says, nah, you know who I'm going to tell? I'm not going to tell the clergyman. I ain't going to tell the high priest. I'm not going to tell the government. I ain't even going to ask them permission to do nothing. You know who I'm going to tell I'm coming? A bunch of lowly shepherds out in the middle of the field. The common man. You say, preacher, why in the world? Why in the world did they say that common man? Because he wants you to know, God wants you to know, he's no respecter of persons. He'll bring the gospel to a shepherd. He'll bring the gospel to the highest, to the lowest, to the in the middle. It don't make any difference. He'll bring the gospel to you. And when they walked in, they found the babe wrapped. Get this, wrapped. Say, where do we, why do we wrap presents? Because Jesus was wrapped.
Amen.
Look, if you're going to give a gift and he's the gift of the world, don't you know you got to wrap it? And so you find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. I told you he was a lamb.
Amen.
All lambs are born in the stable. Wrapped in swaddling clothes. You say, preacher, what are you telling me? I'm telling you that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Apostle Paul said, thanks be unto God for this unspeakable gift. All good and perfect gifts come from heaven above. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. There's a lamb promised, a lamb prepared, a lamb provided. God, the wise men, when they got there, when Jesus was about 2 years old, when they got there, they brought gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, prophet, priest, and king, the three ministries of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they brought gifts and brought them to, you say, did God ever give me a gift? Yes, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and he wrapped him for you in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Let me tell you this. It is after 12. In case you're wondering. But it's just like 3 minutes after 12. So don't panic. That's just time check. So you relax. The lines are packed full at the Grecian. Hang on. It wouldn't do you no good to get out right now anyway. Hang on. We're going to let the line go down. And by the time y'all get there, you walk right on in. This is what to say. It's what to say. Joseph, Mary, on a trip. Jewish custom is, I told this in Sunday school, Jewish custom is a man and Mary, they would wrap themselves under their clothes with that wrap that you wrap dead bodies with. Stay with me. Don't go to a commercial right here. Don't miss this. We're almost done. When they went on long trips, they'd wrap themselves underneath their clothes, wrap them up like a mummy. Because if they died on that long trip, it'd be easier for their family. They're already wrapped. They can have them a proper burial out there. You say, where did they get the swaddling clothes to wrap Jesus with? Joseph undone all of his clothes and unwrapped his death clothes. And said, here, Mary, it's all I got. Use this and wrap him up. You say, why'd he do that? I got bad news for you. Jesus was born, and he was born wrapped in grave clothes. Because he didn't come just to heal the sick. He didn't come to provide you three meals a day. He didn't come to feed the hungry. I mean, he didn't come to feed the whole world. He didn't come to heal the blind and lo, the lame can see. No, friend. Yes, he did do all those things, but that ain't what he come for. He come for one reason and one reason only, and that was to be born to die because God promised Abraham he would come himself and die for the sins of the whole world. Wrapped in grave clothes. Born in that stable. Born in that. And don't you know when them shepherds come in there and they got Jesus wrapped in some grave clothes. Don't you know they're like, that don't look right. That's a brand new baby. You don't put grave clothes on a baby. You do the Lamb of God. Because John said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the whole world. I got about 30 more minutes of preaching, but I'm going to stop right here. There's a whole lot of lambs all through the Bible. On that cross, there was a lamb provided. a lamb punished. When he got up on that grave on that third and appointed day on Easter Sunday, there was a lamb proclaimed.
Amen.
And then when he walked back into heaven, I'm just giving you the outline. When he walked back into heaven with that blood, and he dropped it on the mercy seat in heaven,
yeah.
And he sat down at the right hand of God, there was a lamb presented.
Yeah.
Worthy is the lamb.
Amen.
Let me end with this. I heard of a story of a woman, and this is not a joke, by the way, but there was a woman who was doing her last-minute Christmas shopping in a crowded mall. She was tired of fighting the crowd. She's tired of standing in line. She's tired of fighting her way down the long aisles looking for a gift that had been sold out days before. Her arms were full of baggy, bulky packages, and she got on the elevator, trying to get on the elevator, and it was full. And so to make room, they just sort of squinched up and made room for this lady. She's hitting everybody over the top of the head with these bags and stuff she got on her arms, and she just waddles her way in there and forces her way in there, and everybody's all crammed up. And she says, "Whoever is responsible for this whole Christmas thing ought to be arrested, strung up, beat half to death, and killed somewhere." And a little bit of voice in the back of the elevator said, "They've already done that. His name is Jesus Christ. And He is the reason for the season."
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord. I thank You, Lord, for providing that lamb. As Mark sang just a little bit ago, Mary did have a little lamb. The fleece was white as snow. Thank You that You provided Yourself. Yourself. You came down to this place. Thank the Lord. I pray right now in this room. I don't know. I don't know everybody. I know most everybody, but I don't know if they've ever had a time and place where they've trusted You as their Savior. I don't know. I have no idea, Lord, but only You do. Lord, I pray right now that You'd walk among us, talk to our hearts. Let us know. Yes, we do these things, gifts and all that kind of stuff. Yes. But Lord, help us to remember we have all we need to have church. But it ain't no sense in having church, Lord, without You. And God, I pray that You'd ponder that in our hearts today before we leave. In Jesus' name, won't you stand to your feet? Won't you come to the altar? Won't you come to the altar? Maybe you hadn't told Him thank you in a long time. Maybe you want to tell Him thank you. How about it? Won't you come, altar? Pray. Say, "Preacher, I've never been saved." You can be saved today. Trust in the Lord. Full payment. Say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I've tried. I can't do nothing on my own. Lord, I depend on You. I'm trusting in Your finished work, what You did on the cross. You shed Your blood to save me. Lord, I'm asking You to come in my heart and save me." And He'll do it. He sure will. Behold the Lamb of God. If you need to come. Nobody comes, we'll sing maybe a verse, and that'll be it. Sing this with me now.